Katie Milne is President of Federated Farmers with us now. Kia ora.
Good morning.
So, as producers of food, you are some of the heroes. That's what Countdown's saying.
It's really awesome to be looked upon in that light at this time when everyone's going through such difficulty and people can't work and all those things, to know that, you know, we're lucky enough to be essential industry and can keep producing food for people and running our farms efficiently as we can is really nice to hear that times have changed from the outlook of people on farming.
How are farmers coping with all of this?
Yeah, look, they're coping reasonably well. Sadly, we've got the drought on top of it at the same time, which has added complication with can we get feed to the right places where it needs to be, which is a little bit more difficult. As you just heard the truckie say, what's essential and backloads and so on, making some of those processes that would have been quite efficient to do very inefficient at the moment. But apart from that, a lot of it on the farm itself is we're distancing from our staff that we normally work with side by side, day by day. We're having to make sure we can keep apart in the cow sheds and things like that. So there's little things that slow most of our tasks down during the day. But other tasks can run near normal because you're in a tractor cab on your own and you can do those tasks without any social distancing issues. So we're lucky in the type of work we have in that regard.
Yeah, I guess it depends which kind of industry of farming you're in, but to some extent, many people will be used to seeing a relatively small handful of people on any given day.
Exactly, and I mean, we've had some fertiliser products delivered today, and the truck driver and my partner spoke to each other from multiple metres away, and, you know, we're having that conversation. We're able to have a bit of a laugh about the situation because it's either laugh or cry a little bit, isn't it? But and some of the ironies that are out there. But yes, we do normally work in a lot of our jobs in some isolation. We were TB testing yesterday. We had to make sure that, and it did take longer because the fellow that came to test, we of course couldn't get near him. So we would all have to get a row of animals into the race. He did his part. We'd go and let them out, get the next lot in, and so on. So it's making life a little bit more difficult, but not anywhere near the extent of the general public and what they're going through.
Oh, well, good to know. Look, thank you very much for talking to us today. Katie Milne there, President of Federated Farmers.